USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there are enough testing supplies to begin the first phase of reopening communities that are closed from the coronavirus pandemic.
Every day we're getting closer to the future that we all have been waiting for. I talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting very, very close to seeing that light.
But many governors are complaining they can't get enough tests done in time and they don't have enough test kits yet. Though in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's ready to start reopening.
We can adopt safe strategies that prevent the spread of COVID-19. And step by step, we will open Texas.
Stocks rallied around the world on Friday. The Dow was up 704 points. The Nasdaq up 117. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
If you're lucky enough to still have an income during the coronavirus pandemic, you might be wondering what you should do with your stimulus check. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a few answers.
As millions of Americans begin to receive their stimulus check, many people are wondering what they should do with it. According to financial expert Chris Hogan, he says we need to remain in conserve mode just in case things get worse and the economy doesn't open up.
I think a lot of people are anticipating another stimulus package or another something else coming down the pike. And I want people to understand these stimulus checks and these programs are just a Band-Aid. We have got to step forward and be proactive with a plan to help ourselves. We can't expect the government to try to save the day time and time again. So I'm advising people to go into conserve mode, begin to have a game plan for yourself for the next couple of months, but be proactive, scale back in your spending, be very intentional on when you do spend, but at the same time, be aware.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of the parents serving time in the college scandal is being released for the risk of getting the coronavirus. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
One of the parents sentenced to 6 months in prison for participating in the college admissions bribery scheme is getting to go home early because of the pandemic. Toby McFarlane, a former real estate executive, will be released to home confinement after his lawyers argued the conditions behind bars put him at too serious a risk of contracting the virus. He will be released on April 21st. McFarland was sentenced in November after admitting to paying $450,000 to get his children into the University of Southern California as fake athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Senate investigation finds U.S. airlines are sitting on an estimated $10 billion in customer cash. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The money comes from the cancellations as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Airlines are required by law to issue cash refunds to travelers for flights that the company cancels, but they're under no obligation to offer cash if a customer cancels the flight by themselves. A group of Democratic senators now urging the airlines to do so since Congress has already approved a $25 billion aid package for the industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.